Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Tribe Radio, and I'm your host, Davey, aka just a reflection of you. As you guys know, if you have listened to the show before, this is the station where we talk about anything and everything to assist you in embodying your absolute highest and fullest potential. It's absolutely right. As you all may know, words do not teach, and experience does. But what words can do, at the very least, is plant seeds. And that is exactly why we do what we do. And that is why we love what we do. Once again, guys, welcome to Divine Mind Tribe Radio here on LA Talk Radio, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Once again, I am your host, Davey, aka, I like to say that, hey, just another reflection of you. We are all reflections of each other, projecting, holographically reflecting. What does that mean? Oh, we'll get into it. And of course, interacting with other versions of the vibrational equivalents of our own consciousness. Now, what does that mean? When I say, hey, I'm Dave, but I'm also a reflection of you. If you haven't heard the show before, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Thank you very much for taking your Sunday and for dedicating your time to bettering yourself. This platform, Divine Mind Tribe, here on LA Talk Radio, along with, you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the social media giants. Type in Divine Mind Tribe, we'll pop right up. You know, during these times of immaculate change, we figure there's no greater opportunity to communicate with you, whoever you might be, each and every single person that does tune into the show, whether it's live or whether it's a downloaded episode. There is a purpose behind each and every word that is spoken, right? We understand the power of thoughts. We understand the laws of magnetism, the laws of attraction, the laws of creation. And these laws state that what you invest your energy towards is exactly what you shall reap in your experience. Now, we'll give you guys a quick flashback. You know, I got into this industry of sharing information with the masses for the purpose of bringing myself joy. Now, as selfish as that may sound, that is the greatest possible way that we can help each other is to first help ourselves. So there's a little just seed once again, that's all words do, is they seed thoughts. It's up to you what you want to do with those thoughts that you receive from these words. Now, just like a garden, when you plant a seed, it requires nutrients. It requires water. It requires soil. It requires compost. It requires sunlight. It's growing these plants. There's certain plants that grow in certain areas. Now, this is all metaphorical for how the mind's relationship with what we do with the information we receive and how we choose to act upon that information. Everything in our realities is a direct reflection of our actions, of our thoughts, of our words, and of what we choose to invest our energy towards, whom we choose to invest our energy in, why we choose to invest our energy in or towards these situations or people or events. We are here as a reflecting soundboard to remind you of your own self-empowerment, to remind you that you do not require anybody, you do not require anything, and you do not require any changes to be made in your current circumstance to activate the feeling of appreciation, of joy, of contentment. Now, when I say contentment, I don't mean to stop working towards a higher goal. There is, of course, especially in the entrepreneurship community, this concept of content being an ill-willed topic. What I mean is the will behind contentment is not necessarily looked highly upon. And I agree completely with the concept of not settling and not staying at the same vibrational platform for, you know, too long of a time, to the point where we get so comfortable at these platforms, these plateaus, as Bruce Lee would say, these different stages, these different vibrational levels in our spiritual, mental, and physical evolution that do not necessarily allow for growth. I understand that. When I say contentment, just to be clear, I mean be grateful for what you currently have. How to shift into gratitude for the things that are going right for you. How to recognize within your current space, your external space and your internal space, the things that you wish to attract more of in relationship to the things or the people or the places that you wish to attract less of. Today's show is going to be focused on how to activate appreciation during such a tremendous time of change, transformation, and we could even consider it to be, not even consider, it is crisis. We, for the very first time in, oh, I'd say probably 100 years, are entering such a transformative period. Now, I say 100 years because if you guys remember what happened in 1928 to 1931, we had the Great Depression. We had a reset of our economic cycle. We are looking from the horizon, I should say, on the ship looking at the horizon. The horizon shows a lot of similarities. There's a lot of the same economic cycles that are being repeated, just at a more heightened level. There are more people on the planet. now than ever before. There's more energy in circulation on the planet now than ever before. There's a greater momentum of fear in relationship to love. Now, fear and love are essentially the basis of the two realms of vibrational frequency that we have the option, the opportunity to operate in. When I say fear, I am referring to anything and everything that keeps you from embodying a greater state of self. When I say love, it doesn't mean necessarily, oh, in love, I'm in love. Although, of course, you can be. And not only can you be, of course, that's highly looked upon. And that's honored. And that's beautiful. But this show is about the self. This show is about how to activate the feelings of appreciation, the feelings of joy, how to move back into a state of at least minor contentment during such transformative times, during such painful times. A lot of people that we know and love are being directly affected from some of the global crises that we see before us. Whether it be something having to do with health, or something having to do with a certain belief system, or having to deal with some suppressed energy, maybe things that you haven't faced quite yet that have been marinating in your subconscious for quite some time. Possibly they are being triggered. Possibly things are coming up that you did not expect to come up. Now, for parents out there, it could be a quantum shift, not knowing how to live your day-to-day cycle with your child now at home doing their work from all schools being closed. You might be a student that is used to the cycle of going to school. Being able to vent to your friends, see your friends, getting excited to dress up in the morning, getting excited to go shopping for, you know, new things, new clothes, a new backpack. Not having the classic, you know, quote unquote necessities that we need for school. Not having that same kind of energy, that same kind of excitement that surrounds one's desire to wake up and go and educate themselves. Whether or not you're going to school for yourself, or whether or not you're going to school because the system tells you that you have to, or your parents, or whatever it may be, there is a tremendous shift in the entire energy around the concept of education. What can we do as students, as parents, as teachers, as friends, as potential partners in collaboration to build communities that revolve around the concept of working together, aimed at the same intention, aimed at the same goal? How do we start? Where do we start? Well, this is the show and the platform where we can answer some of those questions. And we're going to start off by shifting into appreciation, because appreciation, my dear friends, is the first vibrational frequency that opens the doors to allowing more of what you want to flow into your life. You guys probably have noticed an increase of coincidence, quote unquote. You may have noticed an increase in synchronized events possibly thinking about someone or talking about someone, and you get a call from them, or watching the TV, and you say a word, and then the person on the TV says the exact same word at the exact same time. Just little things here and there where you might turn to your loved one and say, oh my gosh, did you hear that? Oh, did you see that? These moments of heightened resonance, heightened synchronicity, heightened vibrational alignment. Now, on the other hand, as everything within this reality continues to heighten, to transform, to change, to shift, to recalibrate and recrystallize itself, you have the power to choose how, why, where, when you focus your energy. Now, once again, as we know, words do not teach. They plant seeds. Experience teaches. Experience is everything that we have. Talk about experience. As you know, with the whole quarantine situation, I do apologize if you hear my baby girl in the background. What a wonderful experience. So no matter what it is that you might be experiencing in your life right now, no matter what transformations you might go through, right? I mean, you can hear it in the background. We're all having a difficult time acclimating to these changes, whether it be that we're stuck inside and we need to get out. That's definitely what we're dealing with. We got to get out. We got to get in nature. I miss going on hikes. I miss spending time with the birds and the bees and the mountains and the trees. And I miss taking my family outside and doing these things that we used to do before this global situation. We've had to really adapt. And I was having this conversation with quite a few people. One of my dear friends, amazing people, actually, just before the show, we were talking about how it's very difficult to adapt. It's been really difficult times of transformation. So what can we do to activate appreciation? So I've obviously shared with all of you the reasons why we might not be feeling as appreciative or as thankful or as grateful or as compassionate or as content with our lives, right? We've gone over all that. Now let's move into how do we activate it? How do we actually flip the switch on within us, which allows the feeling and the emotional stimuli of gratitude, of appreciation, for the purpose of feeling good? It is not solely for the purpose of saying, ooh, if I shift into gratitude, then yeah, I'll totally be able to manifest more effortlessly my work. When you shift into gratitude, you do manifest more effortlessly. When you shift into gratitude, life does open up for you in ways that it previously did not. And when you do not shift into gratitude, sometimes what happens is you stay stuck. We stay dormant. We stay in the same vibrational plateaus that we've been. And then when we have such tremendous and immaculate changes, it's almost like we forget how to practice gratitude because we're so focused, we're so absorbed in just getting by and acclimating and adapting to the global situation. And then how do we get by? Well, this is how we get by, dear friends. Shifting into gratitude will open up potential realities for you to become a vibrational equivalent to that you previously may not have been. With everything that's going on, there is a heightened state of energy. Everywhere you go, every person you see is dealing with their own transformative shifts. There is never been a greater time to shift into gratitude. I'll tell you this. Right now is the time for us to learn as a global community, as a community based on unity, how to assist each other in not just surviving, but thriving. And the best way that we could assist each other in thriving is by reminding each other how to appreciate the ability. So, how do we start? Where do we start? What do we start with? It's been a long day. Or hey, maybe it's the start of your day even. You say, oh my gosh, another day in this craziness. Another day in quarantine. What am I to do after work? Or what am I to do for work? Okay, so this is where we shift. When you start having these doubts, when you start moving into a state of fear. Fear is the energy of lack. Fear is the energy of the absence of love, or I should say the absence of recognizing the amazing things that do currently surround you. So what we can start with is health, number one. If you are healthy, give your gratitude. If you are not suffering from a direct illness or state of dis-ease, which obviously causes disease. That's why it's called disease, dis-ease. Dis-ease causes disease. Releases those free radicals, gets those poopy brain chemicals to tell the brain and the body to release certain chemicals, which can absolutely cause diseases. If you have anything in your life to cling on to be grateful for. Now, when I say cling on to, I don't mean in a state of desperation. I mean in a state of excitement. You are excited to find the things that you're grateful for because you know that gratitude is the only way out. The only way out is in. And if you have to go in to get out, then you better go in with the proper set of armors. It's like if anybody has ever played any of these online games where you know, like a World of Warcraft type thing or Diablo or anything like that, you know, not limited to those. Of course, you got to build up your armor with the more levels that you earn. And the more skill sets you adopt, the stronger you become. Same thing in life. These games where we have certain avatars that we create and we play and we level up the skill sets. It's the same aspect of this human experience where we have an opportunity to focus our energy in ways that will yield us different results. Now, different doesn't always mean better, and different doesn't always mean worse. Different just means different. And your relationship with different is the determination between whether for you it's a better or a worse manifestation of whatever it is that you're experiencing in your reality. Give thanks for clean water. Guys, this is huge. If you're listening to the show, you have access to clean water. If you have access to the internet, chances are you have access to clean water. Give thanks for the water that you drink. And on top of that, Dr. Masaru Emoto taught us through multiple experiments, not just the Fujiwara Dam. So if you guys are familiar with Dr. Masaru Emoto, if you're not, I highly suggest you check him out. Do a Google search. Dr. Masaru Emoto, he's been the author of multiple books. One of my favorites being The True Power of Water. Now in The True Power of Water, he shows through scientific experiment how the water molecule responds directly to the observer, to the person that is to drink the water. So what Dr. Masuri Moda taught us through these experiments is your water actually changes its molecular structure in relationship to your energy. So depending on how you're feeling in that moment when you drink the water, the molecular structure of the water is actually changing. If you guys have ever seen a snowflake under a microscope, it is phenomenal. It blew my mind. I thought it was a painting or a picture or something created in Photoshop the first time I saw this. It's not. It's real. It's the real deal. How do we know this? Well, you can do some research for yourself. Self-education is always what I resort to when I say, hey, if you need to prove it to yourself, educate yourself. Look up Dr. Masuri Moda, type in the power of water. Hey, you can even type in a molecule. If you'd like to get the answers too, you will. That's what the internet has provided us. Tremendous freedom of education. So as long as we're getting it from sources that are relevant, that are in alignment with the truth and with your truth, right? There is not just one truth. There is one truth for us all. There is, what I mean by that is each person has their own truth. There is not one universal truth. There are these universal laws, and that's why we're focusing our energy today on learning how to shift into gratitude. But there is not one universal truth outside of everything that falls under these laws of magnetism, energy, vibration, all this good stuff. And if you're interested in that, you can, of course, search that as well. I highly suggest that you guys do. Open your mind more than just the physical interactions that we have. Possibly it comes from a space beyond this dimension. Possibly a space within this dimension. Possibly both. That I will leave up to you. But one thing that I can absolutely with confidence share with you is gratitude will change your entire life, and it will change it for the better. So how do we give gratitude when we are not feeling like we are very grateful for things? We need to recalibrate our relationship with just about everything around us, just about everyone around us, to maintaining a commitment, to say the least, to yourself. This has nothing to do with anybody but you. And everybody around you happens to benefit when you choose to benefit yourself. And once you have benefited yourself, you then open the doors to be capable enough to benefit others. Same type of approach. If you've ever been on an airplane, you'll hear the stewardess ask if there is some sort of problem in the flight and the air masks do come down. You are supposed to put yours on first, and then you put anybody else around you that needs assistance with it. Now, when I was younger, I always thought that was an odd concept. I thought to myself, wouldn't you want to help the ones around you first and then put yours on? But the answer is you're not capable of doing so if you're losing oxygen yourself. So in the same way that we rely on sleep, we rely on sustenance, we rely on clean water, we rely on a roof over our heads, we rely on means of transportation, whatever it may be, we rely on having food in our bellies, no matter how often or frequent it may be. We rely on each other. And the only way unified global community get through these transformative times is by learning how to work together in a state of gratitude. Now, if you are having trouble shifting into being grateful, that's very understandable. All of a sudden, the amenities of life have been stripped from us quicker than we could blink our eyes. And this process of adapting to this new way of living is very, very traumatic for every single person. So a lot of people are going into a place of fear. A lot of people are vibrating into a place of feeling lack, feeling less than they did possibly before this global situation, which once again is normal and understandable. If anything, it would be somewhat odd if you didn't have that moment of feeling lackful, feeling the pullback of, I really took things for granted. Being able to just go outside and go on a hike. You know, these parks that are closed or the beaches that are closed or whatever the situation might be that does not allow for the individual, for you to express yourself in the way that you previously did, you're obviously going to feel a sense of pullback. You're obviously going to feel a sense of lack. Like, what happened to my ability to go to the beach? That's why I live in Southern California. Or what happened to my ability to walk to the park? Or if I do walk to the park, then if your park is open, good for you. Something to be grateful for. Oh, then why do I have to wear these masks that inhibit my ability to breathe properly? We could point out all the shitty things in the world. We could have a conversation about it for days, especially with the current situation. It's limitless. Or we could have a few excuses to shift into gratitude. A few examples in our life, in our human experience, which actually trigger a massive change. And when I say change, I mean change in self, change within, change without. As within, so without. As above, so below. Newton's law, equal opposite action and reaction. So as you find more things to be grateful for, whether it's the water that you drink, even being grateful for the water, being grateful to not have to necessarily wear a mask when you are in your space, your home space, being thankful that you do have access to the internet. These are the thoughts that are going to assist us as a global community in working together in a state of harmony, working together in a state of unity, which then allows for the floodgates of opportunity to open. What we are experiencing right now is absolutely, from what I've understood, right? This is once again my perception from my studies, from what I've chosen to educate myself in. This does not mean I am right by any means. It means that it works for me. If you disagree or if you agree, if you want to chat about it, feel free to email us at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Once again, that's divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Please, I love it. Love the emails. Keep them coming. When we work together in unity and we remind each other the importance of maintaining a state of appreciation, we remind each other the importance of maintaining a state of compassion, of being compassionate, feeling standing, not sympathy, right? Sympathy is short-lived. Sympathy doesn't really do anything for anybody. It definitely does not do anything for the person receiving it, I'll tell you that. Although it might feel good momentarily to tickle the ego and say, oh yes, woe is me, oh yeah, thank you for recognizing woe is me. It does not serve the spirit's growth. So if you really are looking for an opportunity to change some things up in your life and to shift into a state of consciousness, which will absolutely serve your joy, which will absolutely serve your spiritual, mental, and physical growth, emotional growth, you got to start practicing some gratitude. And if you do already practice gratitude, kudos to you. You are awesome. And if you don't, kudos to you too. You are awesome. And you have a potential to change some things up in a really positive way. So I'll go back to what I was briefly saying. This global situation, in my opinion, from what, like I said, I have educated myself in, from what I've chosen to study, is the manifestation of the global collective consciousness asking for change. That's all this is. You asked for this. Whether or not you are aware of it, you asked for these opportunities to present themselves for change. Have you ever asked for change? Whether you're asking yourself, whether you're literally just talking to yourself, it's just thoughts that you have. You don't need to necessarily be praying to a deity and saying, please give me change, or give me something to shift. Give me something to transform into. Give me a global crisis. No. Nobody did that, right? We had no idea. But what we did know is that we all were ready for some sort of transformation. On a global scale, no matter who you are, when you are, where you are, or why you are, where you are, when you are, there is benefit that lies at the end of this pandemic, at the end of this crisis, at the end of this transformative time. There is tremendous opportunity. Tremendous. Beyond our current ability to comprehend, because we're still at the vibrational frequency of adapting. Once we get past the vibrational frequency of adapting by practicing gratitude, by practicing these simple aspects of exercising positive thinking, right? You guys ever heard of PMA, positive mental attitude? A lot of, I love watching these, just me personally, I love watching these shows, these survivalist shows. It's fun. I'm not by no means, a survivalist or anything like that. But it would be cool to have the knowledge that some of these people do. It's absolutely phenomenal. One of the shows I've been watching recently is called Alone, and they drop 10 people off in the Patagonian forest to truly actually live alone. There's no camera crews. There's no production crews. They do have this piece of technology which they can press a button and they can tap out or call for a medical crew or whatever. But they actually have their own cameras that they're taught to operate, and they're truly, truly alone. No production crews, truly alone. When you see how these people react to these survival situations, you notice the ones that keep a smile on their face are the ones that always last the longest, are the ones that actually not just last the longest, but learn the most. In retrospect, as you know, these shows, they all have the before and afters, and what did you learn from the experience? What you'll find is people that learned to versus the people that were so consumed by what they didn't have. There is, to say the least, a massive difference in the outcome of these two states of thinking. You see the people that are talking about, oh, I wish I had a bagel with cream cheese and some bacon, or I wish I had this, or I wish I had a hot cup of coffee. Or there's one guy in there, he's, I wish I, oh, I'm thinking about drinking a cold beer and a burger with some French fries. You're just teasing yourself. You're tantalizing yourself. If you know, this is another aspect of shifting into gratitude. If you know, if you are aware that in this specific setting of yours, you are currently incapable of obtaining something that you would like, why tantalize yourself? Why dangle the metaphorical carrot, right? Instead of saying, well, I wish I had this, I wish I had this, I wish I had this. And then you look at the other people, which of course are a direct reflection and direct example of what we're talking about here on today's show, is how to maintain a state of gratitude during a time of global crisis. So you can live a happier life. So you can live a life filled with joy, filled with contentment, filled with expansion. The people that give their gratitude for every drop of water or every single fish that they're capable of catching with their homemade, or I should say nature-made, yeah, home, Mother Earth-made fishing rods, right? I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal, the outcome and the difference in outcome between the people that choose to be grateful for what currently is in their surroundings versus the people that choose to consistently focus their energy on what it is that they don't have. There's always going to be something that you as the individual want more of in your life. And there's always going to be something that you as the individual can be grateful for. Whether it's something as simple as clean air, whether it's something as simple as clean water, whether it's something as simple as giving gratitude for the roof that has always been over your head, no matter how many roofs that may have been, whether it's 100 glasses or bottles or cups of water you may choose to drink a day or you may have access to a day. When you hold the space in your heart for truly being grateful, and I'm not referring to just saying, you know, oh yeah, thank you, gratitude, okay, consume. No. Appreciate it. Like, drink the water as if it's literally life elixir, which it is. We need to remember how sacred these things are that we use every day. We tend to forget how sacred the simple things are. Clean water, clean food, clean air, a roof over our heads. So, ironically, and of course, if you guys have studied anything about the power of paradox or the law of paradox, the law of universal paradox, you'll know that there are many operating paradoxes that cancel themselves out. It's a catch-22 that cancels itself out. For example, the only way to shift into gratitude is by being grateful for the things that you once were not so grateful for. The things that you just had at your accessibility. The things that maybe we took for granted. So it's catch-22 in the sense of when you have less, you give your gratitude for actually having less. In a sense, you're not saying thank you for giving me less. You're saying thank you for giving me more of what I need. Thank you for giving me less clutter. Thank you for giving me less of what I do not need and more of what I do need. Thank you for answering my prayers. Thank you for answering even the very simple questions that I have about my relationship with my spirit. Thank you for giving me opportunity to grow. Thank you for giving me opportunity to help others. And thank you for teaching me higher self, spirit, this greater force that is around us and is us and flows to us and through us, is everything, all things, all space, all time. Thank you for giving me this delicious human experience. What a time to be alive. We take this so seriously, as we should. But equally, we need to understand that at the end of the day, this is all a holographic projection, reflection, and essentially fully interactive game, if you will, called the human experience, where we have the power to focus our thoughts, focus our energy, focus our action, focus our words in any so way or ways that we choose. What I'm asking you today is to be aware as often as you can of being grateful for the little things. And you start off being grateful for the little things, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're snowballing into gratitude. Everything you look at becomes something to be grateful for. Everything. Now, it takes time to get there, but if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to do the self-work, the rewards are infinite, absolutely ever expanding, and infinite beyond explanation. Take this sacred and special time of your life, of this global consciousness, collective consciousness that you are a part of, to shift into states that make you feel good, that serve your joy, and that serve the joy and the contentment and activating the appreciation of those around you. As we do more of this, we absolutely will come together in a greater velocity and create a world that serves each individual in the way that they perceive to serve them most. Well, listen up, guys. It has come to that time where we get to say thank you for taking time on your precious Sunday to share with us, to listen to us, to become a part of this collective consciousness, to become a part of this energy. We love you. We appreciate you. We cherish you. And we are here for you. Please feel free to email divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. If you would like to follow up, if you would like to communicate, and we will make sure to get back to you. Listen up, guys. An attitude of gratitude that is going to shift everything of joy. Thank you so much. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We will see you next Sunday. Mwah. Peace.